the GIST for found the master immune switch in the brain, an ME/CFS and long COVID perspective by Court Johnson, May 25th, 2024. Major takeaway, researchers find a circuit in the brain that turns on and off the inflammatory response that characterizes so many chronic illnesses, including ME/CFS and long COVID. It could also explain how stress impacts inflammation. 20 years ago, our idea of the immune system changed radically when Kevin Tracy discovered an inflammatory reflex produced by the brain in conjunction with the vagus nerve. Instead of inflammation being produced locally, it quickly became clear that the brain was in control of how much inflammation was present in the body. Meanwhile, over in chronic fatigue syndrome, ME/CFS, and fibromyalgia land, the low heart rate variability and dysautonomia found made the vagus nerve, the chief regulator of the parasympathetic nervous system, of interest. Recently, a widely lauded paper called A Body-Brain Circuit Regulating Body Inflammatory Responses identified a master immune switch in the brain that is able to turn off and turn on inflammation in the body. Yale immunologist Ruslan Medzitov called the finding a black swan event, i.e., a rare and unpredictable event that made perfect sense once it was found. Medzitov stated the study indicated there is a whole layer of biology that we haven't even anticipated. The study identified neurons associated with the vagus nerve in the brainstem that are able to turn on or off the inflammatory or innate immune response in the body. The authors called the circuit between the neurons the inflammation rheostat of the brain, which regulates the amount of inflammation occurring in the body. These neurons were found in the caudal nucleus of the solitary tract, or CNTS, in the brainstem, which transmits oceans of sensory, chemical, autonomic, and immune data to the brain. Because the nucleus also integrates emotional data with the other data and has strong ties to brain organs like the amygdala and insular cortex, which regulate autonomic nervous system, movement, and emotional data, the authors proposed that the finding could also illuminate psychosomatic symptoms which show up during stressful states. In short, the CNTS is the place in the brain where body and mind and physiological and emotional stressors meet. It's being described as the brain's primary sensory nucleus for visceral sensations relevant to symptoms in medical and psychiatric disorders, and as a key node in the mind-body characteristics of several medical and psychiatric diseases. Finding a master regulator of the innate immune system was no small thing, and the study was widely hailed for the new possibilities it promises to rein in autoimmune and inflammatory diseases, as well as mysterious conditions such as long COVID. Trinity College biochemist Dan O'Neill stated, "If we could target these circuits very precisely, then there's great potential to block the inflammation responses for many diseases." Now that they have a starting place, specific neurons in the CNTS, researchers will track down how these neurons in the brainstem are able to affect the immune system across the body, i.e., what cells they're interacting with and how they're interacting with them to do that. That should open up more treatment possibilities. For its part, the brainstem seems more fraught with possibility than ever. I took part in a small study that assessed the effects of what I call the zapper on the brainstem. The device was designed to reduce inflammation in other parts of the body. I was only able to get in 2 sessions of the zapper, but after the second session, I felt distinctly clearer, calmer, and more focused. Plus, work on manipulating the vagus nerve continues. Kevin Tracy's work has shown that invasive vagus nerve stimulators can have profound effects on autoimmune and inflammatory diseases, and billions of dollars have recently been poured into developing electroceutical devices that can stimulate the vagus and other nerves of the body. The study was done on mice, not humans. but the basic anatomy is similar. Given the toll the chronic autoimmune and inflammatory diseases take, not to mention diseases like ME/CFS, FM, and long COVID, finding a potential on-off switch for the innate immune system will undoubtedly unleash a torrent of studies to validate and broaden the finding, and find new ways to treat disease.